Okay, here's a bit of a mad introduction. This is the Reality Radio where I go to New Hampshire.
So, I am in Karen's car, and Karen is driving. Say hello.
Hello.
And we are going to... Well, we're actually going over the Bay Bridge at Salem, heading towards Beverly, but we're actually going to New Hampshire. And this is the Karen whose dad let me shoot guns last time we were in New Hampshire. So we're heading out to New Hampshire again. We just got these from the Atomic Cafe, and this is a good, it's an almond steamer, and it's very good. What's yours, Karen? Mocha chai. Oh, it tastes like an ashtray.
No, it does not.
No, it doesn't. Like pumpkin pie. I've never had pumpkin pie.
You've never had pumpkin pie?
Nope. Seriously.
Oh my goodness, son.
Why would I ever? I'm English. We don't do that. I'm British. Anyway, an almond steamer. That is gorgeous. Mmm, lovely. Very close to Karen's house because we're going past
the longest two-span covered bridge in the world.
Booyah! I'm in New Hampshire and I'm at Karen's house with, of course, the lovely Karen.
Hi.
And David.
Hey dudes.
And Daniel.
What's this?
Say hello to a listener.
Hello to whoever's listening. You left your hometown in the
spring and turned your back on everything. Right, we're at poor Aunt Marie's house. We're looking at these laser tag guns and things that you put on your chest. And just so I'm loading up like that. That's me reloading and then Daniel is killing himself, shooting himself point blank. He always has been a bit of a strange one.
I always end up doing the maddest things whenever I go to New Hampshire. And I spent the rest of that night running around a pitch black field with a bunch of teenagers and Karen, playing laser tag and generally scaring people who were walking their dogs. How we ended up not getting the police called and not getting arrested ourselves was beyond me. Anyway, the next day I went out into Karen's yard, which is an interesting place at the best of times, to find out what all the noise was about. One, two, three.
What's going on in here? He's feeding the chickens.
Genuine toy farm.
Who always feeds the chickens tofu?
Makes the eggs organic. Those are organic eggs. They're a little rubbery, but they bounce on you a couple of times when you put them in the pan. I do not have the strength.
Your house is kind of fun, isn't it? It's like the Walton.
It is a little bit.
And you have lots of Volvos in your yard. I'm going to take a picture of that. And a school bus. What's going on there?
That's not a school bus. That is a sawmill.
But it looks...
It has the roof of the school bus over it because it just makes it a little...
Gives it a little bit of character.
Yeah.
I'm going to ride mule straight ahead but me. Which one am I going to ride? Which one?
Maybe that one or...
The mini one? I get to ride the smallest little... But if I sit on that, surely I'll break its back.
No.
What do you say to start it? So it's been on your hands. Take a look in my eyes. So I just rode the really big mule, and it didn't like it very much. And that's why we didn't get any of it on tape, because we got a little bit concerned that this was going to run into Boston with me or something. She didn't like me. No, I have that effect on women. What's the name of this one here?
That's Molly.
Right, that's right. So Molly's the really big one. So I'm probably going to ride Sarah.
So having gone out in the afternoon and done a spot of mule riding, I can well see why man invented the car. I really can. Now, one of the things I really wanted to do while I was in New Hampshire was go for a ride in Rich's plane. Rich is a friend of Karen and her family, and he has a small four-seater aircraft that he said if we got an opportunity, we would go for a flight in. Fortunately, we did get an opportunity, and Rich was kind enough to take me up in his plane and give me a bird's eye view of New Hampshire.
How long have you owned an aircraft?
I guess maybe 8 years.
8 years.
There's a little while I haven't had one, but I've had smaller ones.
And then one like this, and then I sold that, which I shouldn't have. And I have a small one for a while, a two-seat.
So how much does it cost to have an aircraft? I mean, it always strikes me that this must be something enormously expensive.
It doesn't have to be. When I got my license, it cost me something like $3,000.
Yes.
To go through all the training and then, the aircraft rental. And that was about 10 years ago. And fuel is about $2 a gallon.
What do you have the plane for? Is it for any sort of work purposes or just for fun?
Just for making quick trips. I'm learning to fly.
The weather's been really on and off all day. It's been raining, it's been sunny, then it's been raining again. Typical New England weather, apparently. Although this time of year last year was fantastic, and the year before, but whatever. And we've got great weather right now, and so let's go for a ride in the plane. And the rocks might melt, and the seed may burn.
I'm not sure if it looks like rain to the west of us, but we should be able to get in at least 15, 20 minutes before. May need to come back, and your lever goes forward here. That's the way out, the same way you came in.
Right.
Bring the lever out.
We're four seats. It's quite a lot of room, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
It's not quite like the 767 that I came over here. I think it's just as noisy though.
This is better.
Should I put these on?
Yeah. This way we can talk to each other.
Great.
I got an intercom here. Start rolling a little bit towards the taxi bay.
Do I have to press anything?
No, it's a hot mic. If you talk, it's voice activated.
Oh, very cool.
Just the trick with them is to keep the mic about as close as you can. That's the propeller pitch. Just exercising the prop to make sure the blades are adjusting right. This is a GPS, handheld GPS.
Doing my usual thing. I don't know how much of this you can hear because I'm off the radio, but we're taking off. Well, that's it, we're off. And we didn't actually have anywhere to go, so we sort of just flew around for about 20 minutes, half an hour, with Rich pointing out landmarks, houses, highways, things like that, just so I could get my bearings. But as Rich turned the plane to begin the final approach back to the airbase, we hit a bit of turbulence, and I suddenly didn't feel very good at all. And I'm not really somebody who suffers from air sickness, but I certainly became a very quiet passenger for the rest of that flight until we landed. Okay, so we landed. And I have to admit to being a bit shaky. The landing just threw me by a little bit of surprise, and I'm now not so easy. As I probably sound, not so easy. Oh, I'm gonna stop recording. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Okay. Honesty time now. I've worked out that reality radio should not go on small boats and should avoid small planes. And the weird thing is, I got a little motion sickness, but I don't feel bad. But I'm laying down, and I'm waiting for Karen. Reality Radio will now officially be ground-based from this moment on.